Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up. It's morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Stroud steps up and he's looking deep. He's got Nolan. It's intercepted. Picked off by D'Amador Lenore. Lenore on the run. There is no time left on the clock, and Lenore is down, and the half comes to a close.
Kevin Kugler on the call, Fox Sports, 26-15, the final. Houston Texans get the win down in H-Town. They improve to 3-4. 49ers fall to 5-3. And welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the Morning Roast. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. He is back, baby, and better than ever. Shout out Carter, Sam, and all you love.
I don't know about better than
ever. Well, I'm saying it for you. I'm gassing you up here. You just got to take it, all right? And shout out to all those lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work. I think the rain stopped. And if it hasn't in your area, please drive safely. I was down in the 831 this week, and it was lovely down there. And then I drove back last night, Joe. And it was a torrential downpour when I was getting through Oakland. I was like, oh, my God, is this how the weather was all weekend? Emblematic of the 49ers' loss yesterday. What a difference a week makes, Joey. Like, we were talking about, wow, what a feel-good win. Sunday Night Football, you dominated the Atlanta Falcons, the likes of, like, Daryl Luter. Yeah, you had Upton Stout. You had Chase Lucas. You had all these guys, Seagulls, what have you. And then you lay an egg yesterday in Houston. Just an absolute egg coming off such a feel-good win against the Atlanta Falcons. You go there basically with the same exact team, albeit no Bryce Huff, and boy, did they miss him yesterday. He had one quarterback hit, like, and it was not until the end of the third quarter with Sam Okwuanu, basically. That was an ugly, ugly loss yesterday. Still 5-3, but we're going to talk about it all.
Probably the most unbalanced half of football that they've had all year, and I'm talking about the first half, where they just couldn't get a stop to save their lives. And you look up, and you're lucky. You're very fortunate it's not 21-0. I mean, quite frankly, it could have been 21-0 to start that game. And I think the tough one about this one is, it's like, we could argue about Brock and Mac and got to get Brock back. And guys, gals, everyone who can hear me, this is deeper than just the quarterback. Right now, you're looking at a roster that just doesn't have enough playmakers on either side of the ball. And the part that's frustrating to compartmentalize is that, yes, you look great against Atlanta. You had Bryce Huff out there, and he was probably your best player on defense. He looked amazing. You didn't have him this week, and you were playing patty cake with the offensive line of the Houston Texans. C.J. Stroud had all the time in the world to make plays, and on the handful of times you brought pressure, he got rid of the ball. Their running back got room to run and was untouched how many times getting into the second and third level?
Oh, Marks and Chubb, quite frankly.
You know,
it was everyone.
That first drive for the Niners where they had a gazillion penalties and they tried to get the ball to Kittle and they tried to get the ball to CMC, and you look up and you're going to see statistics. It's the first time in Christian McCaffrey's career where he didn't touch the ball in the first quarter. It's like, yeah, they tried to run some plays for him, and they had some horrible penalties. And, like, Juwan Jennings' like season from hell is still concluding. It's It's I think it's about time we should probably move off. He had a hell of a catch in the red zone, but he had a horrible face mask penalty that was as ticky-tacky as you want to like complain about. That's fine. He did it and had a huge drop downfield. To me, this team, and there was a caller who called in like a week or two ago, and I kind of ran him off the road, and I apologize to him now. They are targeting too much. Kendrick Bourne is your number one wideout right now. And that's who the passing game, the vertical passing game, needs to go through. And they have now thrown four interceptions this year trying to target Juwan Jennings downfield. Whether that's him not being, you know, open, whether that's him not getting separation, not getting rhythm with the quarterbacks because he didn't practice in the preseason. I'm not sure what it is. But right now, they miss Ricky Pearsall in the worst way, and they can't get the running game going, and it's a nightmare. Then I look at the offensive line. Like, I could just go on and on and on and on. I look at the offensive line right now. They made Will Anderson look like prime LT.
He's good, man. Will Anderson's good, Joe.
And Danielle Hunter looked amazing as well. They had two bookend DNs that look excellent. Their corners made tackles and made plays, and they basically gave them no room to be able to throw the ball and run the ball yesterday, and they suffocated the 49er offense. And people can lose their minds about Kyle Shanahan, and there are some specific criticisms that I will bring up with Kyle Shanahan. I just think right now, I look at the team that they have out there with a compromised Kittle who can't run. They don't have enough playmakers. And as bad as the defense was, and it played terrible complimentary football yesterday, where they were just, they were on the field for almost 80 plays. The offense was on the field for like 40-something, 44 total plays. You got doubled up. The injuries have finally caught up to this team. And now you're playing some tougher opponents. You know, Houston, as bad as their season has been, that's clearly a very good personnel on defense that know you really well, and D'Amico knows you really well. And your offense, just they can't block. They cannot block right now. So I don't care whether it's Brock. I don't care whether it's Mac. Like, yeah, maybe Purdy can scramble a little better than Mac Jones. Your quarterback is getting hit too often, no matter who's under center.
888-957-9570. That's the number to get involved. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Again, no guests on a football Monday. It's not a victory Monday, but it is a football Monday, and you are the guests, you people. 888-957-9570. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance with the dealer. Joe, like, what a difference coaching makes in the NFL. And it sounds so simple when I say that. Like, last week, you saw it. You saw a young team with a second-year head coach. Obviously, he was a former head coach, Raheem Morris, back in the day, like a decade ago with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But they looked lost. They looked like they didn't know what to do. And they had more talent, probably, offensively. Not even probably. They have more talent on that team offensively. Bijan Robinson. Hell, their backup, Algier. Right? You got Kyle Pitts. You got Drake London. Offensively, that team should be better than what it was last week. And definitely compared to this Texans team. But the difference between those two teams, the Texans, the last 2 years, have actually been to the playoffs. They've won playoff games. They've won big-time games. They know what to do, and they are well-coached. And D'Amico Ryans, I don't think we talked about it enough, Joe. He knows this Kyle Shanahan offense. He practiced against it for years.
Yeah,
they go way back to when he was a rookie in Houston, when Kyle Shanahan was a part of that staff, when Robert Saleh was a part of that staff. We talked to Seth Payne, who actually plays defensive tackle there. He's a part of Payne and Pendergast over on our sister station in Houston, and he talked about it all. Like, Robert Saleh, he has a tremendous amount of respect for, but even Saleh has his limits to what he could do. If we're giving him all the praise last week and making Michael Penix look confused, they had no answers for C.J. Stroud in this offense this week.
So you brought up, you think coaching, I think coaching's an element of it.
It's an element, for sure.
I do believe that, you know, the 49ers coaching has been excellent this year. In this game, I thought they gave way too much soft coverage, but I didn't think it was coaching. To me, this was about personnel decisions you've made over the last couple of years in the draft, right? So, like, for example, let's just look at the Houston Texans draft. They did not have a first-round pick this year, okay? Because remember, they made the deal to move up and basically get Stroud.
And Will Anderson.
And Will Anderson. And they've made other moves because their quarterback's making nothing. Like, if you were going to maximize the Purdy contract, right? The Niners, all Niner fans were like, well, even if Purdy's all world, you better hit on these picks. You better hit on these picks. Jaden Higgins, wide receiver for the Texans. He's coming along okay, like, but he's got two touchdowns this year. It's more than Ricky Pearsall, who's last year's first-round pick for the Niners. They got an offensive lineman who's played in all seven games. They got a wide receiver, their other third-round pick, who Noel, he made a big-time play yesterday. He's coming along. Jalen Smith has been inactive for four games, but he's played three. He's their cornerback. And then Woody Marks, their running back yesterday, was dynamic. Was absolutely dynamic. That's the first five picks for the Texans making an impact. That's this year's draft on game day. Yesterday, I watched Micah Williams play pretty much every single snap. But again, you took a defensive tackle. That's what he is. He's a defensive tackle, 11th overall. Did you see the guy on the other side, Will Anderson? That's what a top 10 defensive end looks like.
He's so good.
That guy looked amazing.
He's so
amazing. Okay. The Niners did the same thing I knew that they shouldn't do, even though I liked the pick in the 20s or in the 30s or in the 40s. The 11th pick on Mykel Williams, it's a reach. It's a reach. They're like, well, he could be Eric Armstead. Eric Armstead never went to a Pro Bowl. I love Eric Armstead. He was a really good player. But, like, did Eric Armstead live up to his 18th overall pick? Probably not. And so I look at the draft class for the Niners yesterday as the Texans draft class is making dynamic plays down the field. Your linebacker you took in the third round, he can't get on the field. Like Nick Martin cannot get on the field. It's bizarre.
CJ West, healthy scratch.
Can't make anything. Alfred Collins has been okay. He's been all right. But again, another D tackle. So basically took back-to-back D tackles who haven't had any sacks really at all this year because you can't get after the quarterback. They are good run stuffers. Find those guys anywhere. Find run stuffers all over the place. And then you took a third-round slot corner who's 5'8" and can't guard anyone. And yeah, he makes hustle plays, but Chase Lucas is better. So I'm looking at this team, and they were a god-awful defense last year, and the only way you could maximize the Purdy contract, whether he's healthy or not, was to hit on your draft picks. And the first four or five rounds in the NFL should majorly be plug and play. And right now, they look so porous. Their other draft class last year, Ricky Pearsall can't stay healthy. Like, when he's healthy, he's excellent. He can't stay healthy. Renardo Green can't guard anyone. They were picking on him and Stout the entire first half. Go back and watch, all right? Dominic Pooney, he's hurt. He's taking a step back. This draft class, the last couple of years, leaves me very... So we could talk about Purdy. We could talk about Mac Jones.
We will.
And I'm willing to listen to these things. Their drafts will make or break the deals they've given out. And yesterday was a sobering reminder that they have really struggled in the draft the last couple of years. And when I feel like they've hit one, like Dominic Pooney, sophomore year, he takes a step back. So yesterday's loss to me wasn't just about the loss. It's about all the young players not taking steps forward.
From the 209 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, again, all your calls and texts today, you people are the guests. Can't use the injury excuse per game because Texans are also injured, Joe.
I agree. Yeah. Like, you can't have on offense right now. I think the offense is a bigger problem than the defense. As bad as the defense was in the first half, and they were. Like, look who's out there for the defense. Name me who came into the game after D Winters got hurt.
Robinson?
Curtis Robinson, yeah. Who's been cut 85,000 times?
The fifth Robinson? I mean, I saw Luke Gifford, your boy, out there.
Explain to me how Nick Martin, you took him 75th overall, and Nick Martin can't play over Gifford and Curtis Robinson?
Yeah.
Guys, it's the NFL. This is not the NBA or Major League Baseball. This takes 5 years to develop these guys. Get them on the field. Get them on the field, for Christ's sake.
When two of your three best plays yesterday were maybe punts by Thomas Morstead, you had a problem. I mean, I'm looking at the rushing numbers, and as much as we waxed poetically about Christian McCaffrey last week, and it was awesome. It was a primetime game.
They can't block, Joe.
8 carries for 25 yards? Mac Jones was 3 yards away from being your leading rusher. Mac Jones, who can't run to save his life. Oh, my God. I feel like he's pulling a hammy every time he tries to scramble. Oh, my. He probably should have, if not for that ticky-tack face mask. He would have been your leading rusher, Joe. Like, that Mac Jones. Come on, man.
Mac played okay.
He did.
No,
I didn't
think great. He played okay. But
he wasn't the problem, but he wasn't the answer.
No, that I agree with.
Yeah.
And look, his mobility is on full display, meaning the lack thereof, right? Like, I won't deny that. I thought he made some nice throws. Here's a great example of what it just drives me nuts. And look, Shanahan's great, but there are things that bug me.
I thought D'Amico Ryans took his lunch yesterday.
No doubt. Well, you know why? Because D'Amico doesn't fall for any of the motion at all.
He knows because he knows the system.
I know.
He knows them inside and out.
Jordan Watkins, fourth round wide receiver, finally sees action yesterday. All right? It's a guy who hasn't played all year. First target of his NFL career. Hey, go 25 yards out, and I'm going to try to hit you on a deep third down game on the line. Come on, Kyle. Like, just think about this. Would Bill Walsh, I'm asking sincerely, Bill Walsh, Mike Holmgren, Andy Reid, if they had a fourth round wide receiver playing in his first ever NFL game, are they not giving that guy like a little tiny touch on a simple little pass to like build some confidence? Or are they going to rip a third and long, gots to have it 25 yard out with the game on the line in the fourth quarter? Think about that. I'm asking sincerely.
Probably the prior to what you said when it's like a quick little 5-6 yard. Just get him comfortable. Get
and then you trade for a running back in Brian Robinson. His best contribution all year is a kick return.
Again, I'm telling you this right now.
Guys, you know who's more upright? There are folding carries. Chairs that are more upright than Brian Robinson. That guy is the worst.
Yo,
he sucks.
They had 10 carries overall. And 8 of them were McCaffrey and 2 were Mac Jones. 10 carries, a run-first offense. But like you said, this could have been, honestly, the final score does not indicate the levels of this game, 26-15. 49ers got their asses kicked.
Well,
it
made me angry.
It should have been way worse. Like, let's be honest.
We've got two safeties. They've had this problem for years. Tig Brown sucks. Straight up. This guy said he was a top 5 safety. Is that what he said, Carter?
No.
Yes, he did.
He said that.
Carter?
He said that.
Delusional.
Find the sound.
Delusional.
I don't believe it.
Look,
I don't believe
him. He made a great tackle on Nick Chubb. He whiffed so many times. I don't know if you can eat turf, but that guy was eating turf left and right.
Rubber.
You know how Bonte eats grass? This guy was eating turf.
No,
we have got two safeties that love to come up in the box, tackle no one behind the line, whiff quarterbacks, and cover no one in space. All right? We've got one elite player on defense available right now. That's Yamino Lenore. And I bet you he comes out of this game injured. He was grabbing his hand and his forearm. I felt bad. He made a really nice tackle. And everyone's crushing the guy
on the interception
before halftime.
And they broke the curse.
He's trying to make a play. Do you see this offense? Do you see this defense? Are you kidding me?
You didn't have a problem with it?
What? You know what yesterday was?
What?
It was a clear indication. It was an ice bucket challenge to your boy over here.
Oh, no.
Atlanta sucks. I got too hyphy off the Atlanta win. I did. I got way too hyphy.
Did you see what happened to them yesterday?
Yeah, I did. And Penix got benched.
34-10 Dolphins, who are the biggest dumpster fire in the NFL, destroyed the Falcons in Atlanta.
I overreacted to
Atlanta. In fairness, Kirk Cousins for Penix.
I did. I overreacted to Atlanta. The reality is that this team yesterday, I don't think they're as bad as they were in the first half. I just don't think they have enough playmakers left to finish the year out. So why am I angry this morning? I'm angry this morning because I feel like yesterday was a small indication of what's to come over the next couple of weeks because they've run out of bodies. And it sucks. And so a lot of these small issues with the draft, with how you run plays, like they all come roaring out. Like, again, you know why Kyle, this was clear to me yesterday. You know why Kyle can't win down double digits?
Why?
Because you're running 7,000 motions. You're down 2 scores pretty much the whole second half, and we're walking up to the line, and we're motioning Juice, and we're motioning Bourne, and we're motioning this guy. Dog, run a play! Run a play! And what do? You burn a timeout. You burn a timeout, Joe, okay, on 3rd and 5 or 3rd and 6 to save, you know, the yardage. I'm like, don't burn the timeout. It's going to come back to bite you in the ass.
And it did.
They burn into the third down, only to come out and have an illegal false start the very next play coming out of a timeout. Now you're back at 3rd and 11 anyway. It's like, Jesus, stop motioning. You're down 2 scores. Run some no huddle. Can you just please run a 2-minute drive?
Maybe.
Like, that's why Purdy and Mac, when do they look the best? When they're not force-feeding one guy and they're just out there playing football.
They're not thinking, right?
No.
And by the way, it did cross my mind. And we'll get into the machinations
of
this
game. When you have the lead, you could do all the play action and all the motions, everything. When you're down 2 scores, throw it out the window, Kyle.
Well, and I thought you should have contemplated kicking a field goal there with 2:30 left, because you do have the 2-minute warning. So that is your timeout plus two more. No, I hear what you're saying.
No, it's a good counterpoint.
No, it is, because you need two scores. If you actually wanted to like get into that game or win it or tie it at the very least, you go for the 3 points and then try. Again, easier said than done, when the defense is getting shredded the whole time. But at some point, the defense needed to make a stand. And I thought that was the time to do it. Didn't matter. You throw the pick if you're Mac Jones. You cannot throw it short in that situation. It was a bad pass.
No, it was a bad pass.
And it was emblematic of the bad day that the 49ers had. And we want to hear from the Niners
fans. Deep bombs to Sky Moore. Sky Moore can't even catch a punt. And you're trusting him with a deep ball going to. I've never seen a punter. Thomas Morstead went over and was like chastising Sky Moore. I don't know, maybe he was tutoring him up, coaching him up. The punter, the 45-year-old punter, is telling your kick returner, your punt returner, where to receive the ball? What are we doing?
We've come a long way since Deebo Samuel kicked or shoved Jake Moody, so that's nice. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Yesterday was just...
I know, Joe, it's hey, they're 5-3.
Kittle can't run. Poor Kittle cannot run. He made a hell of a touchdown catch. That was a great catch. He can't run downfield. Part of Kittle's game, he's so fast. He's not anymore. He's hurt.
I'm going to try to run to this break, and it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Since 2017, I'm going to get the exact graphic, over 2,000 games missed by all the players combined. It's the most in the NFL since 2017.
So let me ask you guys this.
2,000
plus? On the injury thing. If they had the 32nd ranked offense, what would we say? Fire the coordinator, right?
Yes. Okay. Well, who is the coordinator? It would be the head coach, so probably not.
No, but I'm just saying in general, in general, okay, right? If they had like the 32nd ranked special teams, what would we say?
Fire the coordinator.
Okay. What about the DC? Same thing. 32nd ranked defense.
You fire.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
They have been 32nd in health for what feels like every year.
So who are we firing?
I don't know. The entire health, the entire strength and conditioning and doctor team. Like, I would have a whole new medical. Even if you don't, like, even if it's just, hey, it's football, it's random, it's just random. If we just said, it's totally random. Okay, cool. I still need to fire everyone involved. Because it's just, I'm sorry, there's no excuse. Like, you have to try something different.
Are we allowed to use the injuries as an excuse at this point, Niner fans? Are you coming away from that game, that loss yesterday, saying, you know what, is what it is, we just don't have the bodies? Or are you like the 209 of the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line saying, I ain't using that as an excuse? Houston Texans had guys I've never even heard of outside of Stroud running that offense.
They had
Hutchinson, Wiggins.
130 combined catches coming into the game. 130.
Did anyone
for their careers?
Hold on. You know, it wasn't even the wide receivers for me. It was the fact that, and I know Bryce Huff was out. I know you have no Nick
Woody
Bosa.
Marks.
Like that offensive line. If anyone watched that game on Monday Night Football last week against the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle, it looked like the Houston Texans had never played football before. No, seriously, it was that awful. It was atrocious. And I know it was late for us, Joe, because it was one of those doubleheaders. So the game started at 7 o'clock out in Seattle. So maybe not a lot of people watched the game. But if you did, you would have came into the game yesterday in Houston saying, man, Niners should be able to pressure the quarterback. That was the most confident CJ Stroud I have seen all season long. 30 of 39, two touchdowns, ill-advised pick at the end of that first half. It was probably his poorest throw all day. But overall, the decision-making, the decisiveness, seven carries for 30 yards, that is the best CJ Stroud has looked all season long. That cannot happen.
Well, you know who he's doing. Targeting, your third-round pick in Stout, targeting Renardo Green. And I thought Saleh's game plan was kind of weak. Like, how many times did you see them give cushion on the edges, and they just like, oh, quick little pass. I mean, threw 40 times. A lot of easy checkdowns. I mean, you heard Moose Johnson on the broadcast. It's like, gosh, so I just can take the checkdown. Just take the checkdown.
They were, what is the old cliche, taking what the defense gives you? Well, that's what you were doing yesterday.
And they couldn't stop him on third down. I mean, I just wrote down some of the stuff. Like, they brought pressures. If I see Malik Mustafa blitzing on the edge one more time, my head's going to explode. He never gets home. And the worst part about the Mustafa experience right now, he also can't be trusted on the back end. Mm. They need safeties in the worst way. They're two young corners. So they have the slot corner, the 5A guy, Upton Stout. Look, I like Upton Stout. I'm happy that he's playing, okay, in the sense of he's a rookie. He's got to go through the baptism by fire. Chase Lucas is better. Chase Lucas is a better player. You had him on the roster the last couple of years. No, Chase Lucas has made multiple game-winning plays. He's looked better than him. Now, Upton's made a couple plays, some hustle plays. They're picking on him. Renardo Green, they're picking on him. Our safeties, they pick on them. They love when we go to like this cover three, they love to make the safety choose which way they go, and they just bomb it in the direction that he can't keep up in. And then I look at their defensive line and their push right now. They get no push. Like Mikael Williams, like I think he is a good player, but you took a defensive tackle 11th overall.
I thought
you did what I know you should never do.
And I thought yesterday you mentioned the receivers and you mentioned the height, and I thought that was a big difference. The Texans receivers, even with no Nico Collins, even with no Tank Dell player, like, without their studs out there who are both big and monsters, Xavier Hutchinson, 6'3", you felt his size immediately. Jaden Higgins, I think 6'4". Like, those are big bodies, and you know what they did? That, like, God, I just wish there was an element with the Niners wide receivers, and I get it. They're Kendrick Bourne might be their best receiver, for Christ's sakes. I love what Kendrick's doing, but, like, come on. Like, they high point and use strong hands. That's what I noticed yesterday from those young receivers for the Houston Texans, as we see just a god-awful drop again for Juwan Jennings. And I know he made up for it with that third down, third and 17 conversion, eventually when they got the touchdown after that. But he had a bad drop there, Joe, right in the breadbasket late in that game, where he's like, oh, there was a dime from Mack. It was a dime. Oh, it was brutal.
Their last 2 years of drafts, would any of those players, if we were redoing either draft, would any of those guys go in the first round?
For the Niners?
Yes, their last 2 years of drafts.
Probably not.
The only way you're going to be able to overcome the contract of Purdy and make him successful is drafting and developing. Now, you have to take lumps. I acknowledge. Like, you will have to take lumps, and we've taken a lot of lumps. I'm not seeing the growth in this game, and I feel like the last couple of weeks that they desperately need from these draft picks. They need the growth from these draft picks. Connor Colby, 7th-round pick this year. I feel like the longer he plays, the more exposed he gets. Right? Ricky Pearsall, I like Ricky. Ricky probably has an argument to be the one guy that might be taken in the first round.
But there's a but there.
You can't stay healthy.
There you go.
And then Mikael Williams, like, I like Mikael Williams. But a run-stuffing D-tackle who can't, do anything on the edge, that's a second-round pick. That's what Alfred Collins is. It's a second-round pick.
You know what we're realizing here? There's a lot of yeah-but kind of players for the 49ers. And you know what? That happens when your depth gets tested. That's why you're playing these rookies. That's why you're playing all these young guys you've never heard of. And yeah, it's fun and it's exciting when it's working, when you're playing a bad team like you were last week against the Atlanta Falcons. It's a bad team. I'm just going to say straight up, you beat a bad team on Sunday Night Football. Yeah, they beat the Bills. Yeah, they beat the Commanders before that, the Falcons, that is. But they got absolutely manhandled in Atlanta yesterday by a team in the Miami Dolphins who are just, they're a dumpster fire. They're waiting to fire everyone team. So I don't even feel good about the win yet last week.
But see, to me, I know everyone's going to go crazy on coaching. I don't think it is. I think coaching has been okay, if not great.
Well, I just thought D'Amico Ryans just had the upper hand yesterday. I'm not blaming the coaching. I just thought D'Amico just took Kyle's lunch yesterday.
No, but their personnel, and I've been harping on this week after week, Jordan James can't see the field. This team couldn't use... Look, Woody Marks was playing yesterday for the Texans. He's a fourth round pick. I didn't even know he was. Apparently played for USC. It's like, okay.
Why did we trade for Brian Robinson?
Well, he's not good.
No. He's not good. No, if I'm a Niner fan this morning, why did we trade for this guy? Is that what we're learning? Yeah. He stinks?
Yeah, he stinks.
Is that what they're telling us?
Why he's returning kicks.
Well, he had the best kick return of the season yesterday, and he still looked like it took him like 100 years to get to the 50-yard line. They had a face mask on top of that. Again, the final score does not indicate, you know, just how much of a dominating effort that was for the Houston Texans, 26-15. If not for that face mask, this might have been like a 26-8 kind of a game.
And that's why I'm not like, look, do I love giving cushion to a bunch of unknown receivers? Not really. But like, I'm not that angry at the coaching yesterday. To me, yesterday was about personnel. And they don't have their stars. That's number one. They've paid a ton of money on those guys. The only way to offset big salary contract is to have dirt cheap contributors. And their dirt cheap contributors are their draft picks. And they just haven't hit them the last couple of years. Like, why are the Texans able to get Hunter in free agency? Why are they able to give Stingley a massive
CJ
contract?
CJ Stroud rookie contract.
He's making nothing, right? And so you've got to hit on your draft picks. I look at what Will Anderson did yesterday, and I just don't think, I mean, he's a different position. I don't think Mykel's going to wreck a game like that.
I think they're going to put him on the franchise tag. I'm almost positive they're going to do that this year.
That's probably the smart move.
Well, it is, but it's going to be a move that's not unprecedented. But this is a guy that's won two playoff games in his first 2 years as a starter. And this season, it's kind of like that jumping point where it's like, all right, are you showing more improvement or are you going backwards? And he's kind of in that weird zone where it's like, you know what, CJ, let's just do one more year and then we'll figure it out. Now, this is going to be his third year, so I guess he's eligible for an extension as of this year. So he doesn't need to do, what is it, 5 year? It's the fifth year on the rookie contract. Yes. You can do that. So they don't need to do that just yet. But I don't think they're in any rush to give him a new deal at this point, and it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. Because I'm a CJ guy. I think yesterday showed you why he can be really good at times.
Yesterday was
what?
It was the Texans get right game.
Ooh.
And you become the get right team, we're so depleted right now when it comes to the top line guys.
I hate that.
Like, everyone's like losing their minds about Kittle not getting targets yesterday, guys. Kittle can't run right now.
No, he didn't look good.
Watch him. Like, we watched that. How many times did we watch the highlight of that touchdown run? That touchdown throw.
Laboring.
It was a great catch.
Yeah.
He can't get downfield.
And again, from that first angle and they showed on the broadcast, I thought that was a pick. It was like triple covers.
It was a great throw.
But it was a great throw. Mac had a lot of really good throws yesterday. And there is a quarterback conversation I want to have on the other side, Joe, because for the first time all season, I felt like the 49ers are really missing something at the quarterback position. I'll explain that on the other side. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage. Brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. And that's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
As the Warriors take on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight and all that right here on 95.7 The Game. And speaking of the Warriors, Joe, we're going to dive right back into the Niners. Tough loss yesterday. It's a Football Monday. We're reacting to it. No guests. All the callers, all the listeners, the Roasters are the guests today. So SFA drummer Chris in San Jose, we will get to you in just a moment. But I got to tell you this, Joe. You weren't in Thursday and Friday, but we had a major, major announcement that took place. I'm going to say major again because the Warriors Summit is going to be next Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. That's right. The Summit is back, baby, when it comes to the Warriors. All the hosts together again, discussing another season. We're going to do it a little bit different this time around, though. You know why? Because it's going to be nine games into the season to give it just a little bit of some seasoning, if you will. Not just salt and pepper, maybe some little oregano, because I'll be there. Willard and Dibbs from 2 to 4, all the hosts from 4 to 6, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there, Broseph. There you go. Jack's Restaurant and Bar, baby. I can go for one of those burritos right now, those like feta ones, like those Greek, because they're like a Greek heritage. Feta burrito with like the spinach in there, and then the eggs. I'm starving at 6:50 a.m. I'm not going to lie. Did you get a pumpkin spice latte, by the way?
Feels good? I ordered one.
Oh, good for you.
I need a little pick-me-up. Okay. I'm trying not to drink too much coffee.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, Willard's saying you need to calm down. I was like, Willard, dude, he is calm right now.
I am calm. You're trying to be calm.
9-5-3. The season's not over, people. What's this waving the white flag? The season, like, tough loss.
No one's saying the season's over.
No, some people are. The text line.
I think it was a sobering reality of probably, you know, maybe they're not as bad as they were in the first half. I just don't think they have enough to overcome all the injuries. And I need some of these draft picks to start, you know, plowing forward and being good. You know, look, I've looked at their last 5 years of drafts, okay? As I look at yesterday, the two top five picks, I believe, C.J. Stroud was the quarterback.
Yep.
And the defensive end in Will Anderson from Bama. I mean, Will Anderson was dominant yesterday. Dominant.
He has the highest, according to Pro Football Focus, the highest pass rush win rate in the NFL. So he wins more often than not when he's going up against
Okay. him. So last 5 years of drafts, okay? They got both those guys in the same draft, okay?
Yes.
All right. Last 5 years of drafts, your best draft pick is probably Brock Purdy, seventh round pick.
Yeah, bang for the buck, absolutely.
Right?
Might be one of the best, yes.
Right? So, seven, okay. So, Brock, okay. He's only played two games this year. D'Amino Lenore would be your second one.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Fifth round, but it was a big hit.
It's a big hit.
Then you got D. Winters and Dominic Pooney.
Hits still. I'd still say those are hits, but Pooney playing compromise. It's a sophomore slump. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt going forward still because I saw a lot to like from his rookie year. More good than bad, but it remains to be seen.
So two high-end players.
Yes.
In 5 years of drafts, you have two high-end players, Brock and Lenore.
You've seen enough from D. Winters to like say
that's I would just say he's an above-average starter.
Okay. All right.
And I think Pooney and Winters, above-average starters.
Sure.
All right?
Yeah.
That's not enough of 5 years of draft picks. And it's not just about the Trey Lance pick that you dealt away. It's all the other picks. Like, look, just listen to this. Yesterday, this team could not run the ball. You know I've gone on my soapbox about the offensive line. Okay, the offensive line, like, I'm not going to relitigate how much they need to invest in their offensive line. Running backs in the last 5 years. TDP, Isaac Arendo, Jordan James, Eric Sermon, Elijah Mitchell. And then also traded for CMC and traded for Brian Robinson.
It's really amazing the amount of whiffed running backs they have. It's honestly incredible.
As I see Woody Marks yesterday taken in this year's draft play really good football.
Joe, not even the ones that you drafted, the ones you're trading for, like Brian Robinson. You can't do it. Thank God for Christian McCaffrey, because if you didn't have that guy, oh my God, it would have been horrible.
And then I look at their back end and they've drafted a million DBs. And really, it's Lenore, like Jair Brown, multiple safeties, Malik Mustafa. They took Hufanga. Hufanga's not on the team anymore in 2021. They took him. Aubrey Thomas. I mean, just go right down the list. Darrell Luter. It's just they don't have any playmakers in their secondary right now, and they're getting picked on. And so I think it's a double-edged sword right now. You've got your high-end players who you paid a lot of money to are on the shelf. Purdy, Warner, Bosa, etc. Okay, well, how are your draft picks doing? The ones that are the inexpensive guys who have to come in and step up and make plays. It's a lot of work in progress picks. And it's just being fair. Like, I like Mykel Williams. Probably a reach at 11. I think we can pretty much say, like, he'll never live up to being the 11th pick. If you were looking for an edge rusher, which I think we all were, they took a D tackle. Like, he's a D tackle. All right. Well, damn it. You did that with Javon Kinlaw. You did that with Solomon Thomas, right? That's what you got, Alfred. D tackles who can't get after the quarterback. You can find those in the rounds 2 through 5 all over the place. They're all over the NFL. You don't take that guy at 11 overall.
And when you see two guys on the other side, that being Will Anderson and a guy like Danielle Hunter, like legit 6'5", 260, speed, power.
I mean, he's amazing.
You get envious as a fan, though. You're like, why can't I have that?
Well, it's
like,
not just
in fairness, you don't have your stud because he's out for the year with the torn ACL, Nick Bosa, which sucks. But again, I can't say that every single day because we already know that. Like what's that? What good is it going to do to say, oh, yeah, well, Nick's out for the year? Like, they already know that. Like, that's not what Kyle Shanahan's going to be saying after the game. Like, yeah, it sucks, but no one's going to feel sorry for us. We got to go out there and it's next man up. Like, it sucks that Fred Warner's out for the year, but you know what? Tatum Bethune, you can't get lost on a check down play that should have been a couple yards at most that turns into like 50 to Mark. No, seriously.
I know.
I don't know what he was looking at in that play.
Will Anderson looked closer to Jared Verse yesterday than he did Mykal Williams.
Oh, not even close.
Right? I mean, he looked amazing, and he was picking what side he wanted to be on. I mean, there was a play, after he'd blown up the Niners multiple times, or on the first drive, there was a play where they went to take a deep shot, and this is where there are times Kyle is brilliant, and then there are other philosophies that I will never subscribe to. He's got the center kicking out to the other end of the formation to block speed rusher Will Anderson. And Richard Sherman is putting out a tweet basically saying, like, yeah, some of these offensive line blocking principles need to be scrapped. And this is why their drop back passing game is erratic. There was a play where Danielle Hunter was supposed to be blocked all by himself by Juwan Jennings. It is a miracle Mac Jones isn't more hurt.
Sounds like the NFC Championship game that you were at in Philadelphia, so, Joe. What happened then? There was a tight end blocking Hassan Reddick.
Yeah,
night, see you later, Brock Purdy's elbow.
This goes back to, like, there are some great, Kyle's, he is a really good coach.
Yes.
There are some specific philosophies that I just don't agree with. His inability to understand offensive line protection, Baldy's talked about it, all, you know, Cosell's talked about it. They do some wild stuff when it comes to the protections. Motioning too much, down multiple scores. Like, that is a problem, and not letting your quarterback be able to dictate some of the coverage stuff up front, the protection stuff up front. I think all those things come home to roost when they're down double digits in the second half. That's why that stat is so alarming. When they can run the ball and they are good. They're a great team. When they fall down, they cannot come back for these reasons.
When it comes to the offensive line, and you're so right, because as much as we were shouting their praises, and it probably was the best offensive line performance we saw last week on Sunday Night Football at Levi Stadium, because the proof was in the pudding. Your rushing yards were unbelievable. Christian McCaffrey looked like Christian McCaffrey from a couple years ago. And I always say this, Joe, like, how much it is a week-to-week league. It's an old cliche, but it's true. A difference a week can make is unbelievable in this league, because this time last week we were saying, God, this team, they could do anything. You're 5-2. Oh my God. Just wait till you get all your weapons back and Pearsall, and maybe Ayuk can help. And then Kittle didn't even get a touchdown. Oh my God, it's all great. And then you're coming out of this one saying they couldn't run the ball. They couldn't catch the ball. They could barely have time to throw the ball. The defense was getting shredded. They didn't do anything yesterday that gives me hope. Even next week, and again, the only hope next week is you're playing the Giants and they're not as bad, or they're worse.
I'm not sleeping on them.
But they lost.
I know they've got some moxie.
They lost Scataboo. That was a brutal loss.
They've got some moxie.
Well, you can't sleep on anyone. Is
what
I'm saying.
That's kind of what I mean.
But I'm even more scared because they're playing on turf again, and we already saw some bodies. I mean, this is the scariest day of the week for you, is it not? You've said that all year long.
I think we're gonna get a Deion Lenore update. That's gonna probably suck.
And they're already going to be without Bryce Huff again this week. And oh my God, did they miss him? But this is the thing with Bryce Huff too. If you're down Bosa, now you're down Huff. Like, I can't be mad at Robert Saleh trying to get creative with the blitz, you know, schemes, but there's only so much you can do to get creativity. Like, there's only so much you can do. And then it becomes predictable. And for an offensive line in the Houston Texans that we were all laughing at last Monday night when the Seahawks destroyed them and Leonard Williams looked like the greatest pass rusher of all time, like, the cream always rises. And unfortunately, there's not enough cream right now when it comes to that Niners defensive line to really get you excited. And I liked Michael Williams at times, but you've said it, man. It's a glorified defensive tackle out there. And he looks slow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.